show that it solves it and it is a normal mode. So here's the wave equation. Here's the solution that I say will be a normal mode, where in this mode, obviously, everything, there's only one frequency in it, so everything has to move with the same frequency. I put this into the wave equation. What happens? On the right-hand side, I take a second derivative with respect to time, and that gives me a factor of minus omega and then minus omega again. So it puts a factor of omega squared here. And on the left-hand side, I have to take the Laplacian of A, and that gives me a factor of k squared. So this is, I have to take the derivative with respect to x, the derivative with respect to y, the derivative with respect to z, and in the end, when I differentiate with respect to x, y, and z, maybe I should write that out, cosine of k dot r minus omega t. Is cosine of kx times x plus ky times y plus kz times z minus omega t. And if I differentiate this with respect to x, I get a factor of kx. With y, I get a factor of ky. With kz, I get a factor of kz. When you take the this whole Laplacian of it, you get a factor of k squared. And so if I take the solution, I put it in the wave equation, what comes out is a linear relationship between the frequency and k. And you can write it like this, where omega is just proportional to k, and the proportionality constant is the speed of light. And then omega is 2 pi times the frequency. And k is 2 pi over the wavelength. So if you have omega is ck, then I put these in. That's 2 pi f equals c times 2 pi over the wavelength. And what you get is the frequency is the speed of light divided by the wavelength. And this is what we know for light waves, right? If you know the wavelength of a light wave and you want to know the frequency, the relationship is like this. So our normal modes include in them this relationship between wavelength and frequency that we already know for light waves. Okay, I'm going to stop here, and we're going to continue with this point of normal mode solutions to the wave equation next time.